Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Into the noon hour, it's Cody and Gold, Alex Gold, Cody Tapp, Dusty Likens producing the show. Coming up in 30 minutes, your next chance at $1,000 international cash contest. Text line very upset with me. Cody said, is there magic in Matilda?
I said, it's like Harry Potter. And he said, like, no, there's no magic. Yeah, and it turns out there's a lot of magic in Harry Potter.
And I've seen Matilda. I forgot about the chocolate through the bar thing, through the window. I forgot about all that. Matilda.
There's a lot of magic. It feels like you're just describing like older Harry Potter to me.
Well, no, it's a good movie.
You should see it with the kids. You should definitely see it. In the meantime, let's get to what's trending.
What's trending?
All right, let's check in on the hot topics. Trending.
All right, number one on what's trending. Unfortunately, the Royals have lost six in a row. And then to make matters worse, Brady Singer leaves the start early. All of a sudden, I was at the game and I'm like, wait a second. Carlos Hernandez is running in from the bullpen. This can't be good. And unfortunately, it's shoulder tightness for Brady Singer. Everything that could go wrong for the Royals right now is it's going wrong. It really is. There's not a whole lot of positives, if any, at all right now. And then a roster move today. Edward Olivares sent down to AAA. Corresponding roster move expected to happen tomorrow because they're off today.
Do we assume Jacob Junis is going to make the start tomorrow? Because Kowar was warming up. You know, they could piggyback him. That'd be an interesting way. Let Kowar come out in the bullpen. Go as many innings as he pitches well. No, let him come out after Jacob Junis. Okay. They sent him down to stretch him out. Junis isn't stretched out. Maximum he'd be able to go is 50, 60 pitches. Put Kowar in behind him.
Yeah, I get that's true. And then also, Olivares keeps getting sent back and forth, AAA. I felt like when Benintendi went out for an injury, we think, could be out for a month, who knows, with the rib fracture, that, all right, this is a chance. Put him in the lineup every day.
Let's see him.
Let's find out what he can be across X amount of at-bats. Nope. That's not happening. So either maybe they already think they know what he is, Cody, because otherwise I don't get it.
No, I don't at all. Like, this was the opportunity to see what Edward Olivares was, but seemingly they don't care to do this. And occasionally, look, truthfully, when we follow a team, there's players like that. Like, I never felt like they actually gave Richard Lovelady like a real shot to see what he was as a big league pitcher. Now, look, he's been hurt at the beginning part of this season, but teams feel differently about players. Be interesting. We'll talk to J.J. Piccolo, the Royals assistant general manager, tomorrow. On the show, we can ask him what they think about Edward Olivares overall. Next up on What's Trending, NFL. They put out their protocols for NFL teams yesterday. Look, it's pretty simple. There are no rules, man. It's the Wild West. If you get vaccinated as an NFL player and vice versa, there are a lot of rules if you choose not to. But they also set up the protocols for what it's going to look like for fans at training camp. Great news, Gold. You and I, St. Joe, in 6 weeks to couple with it. Fans will be allowed to be in attendance. There will not be autographs after the practices, but you can go back and actually see your Kansas City Chiefs at training camp for the first time since they won a Super Bowl.
That's what's crazy
That's what it is. You didn't get to go the year after.
That's why it's going to be wild, I think, up at St. Joe. You didn't get that enjoyment of your team coming off the Super Bowl championship to see them up at St. Joe, but there's still, of course, all the expectations in the world around this organization for the long term here with Patrick Mahomes as the quarterback. And so, St. Joe, I know we're excited to see what all that's going to look like, and we'll have more details as we get closer as far as what that's going to look like. But we're expecting to be doing our show during practice, or at least up in St. Joe when everything's going on. So I can't wait for that. Next up on What's Trending, we know there's all kinds of bowl games. There's a new one, or at least a new name for a bowl game. If you are the Mountain West champion, if you win your conference championship, you get an automatic bid to the new L.A. Bowl, which will be named the Jimmy Kimmel L.A. Bowl. Yes.
Oh, my God. It's great. Can you have a whole bowl game
Jimmy
named after you?
Kimmel L.A. Bowl will be at the SoFi Stadium there. Mountain West, number one selection against the number five team of the Pac-12 on December 18th. So it's I can't wait for the press conference of the players. It's been a goal of mine to get into that, to play in that Jimmy Kimmel Bowl.
Does Guillermo do the coin toss?
That's what I mean. Like, it honestly sounds like, of course, it sounds like a fake bowl game. The Jimmy Kimmel L.A. Bowl?
What do you think the biggest thing I could get named after myself is? Like, I could probably, if I worked hard enough, get like a menu item in a restaurant.
For sure.
But let's say, mm-hmm. could I get a single matchup at like UMKC, the Cody Tapp Invitational.
No. That's tough.
And it's just UMKC taking on Avila, which I used to teach at for the exhibition game. It's the Cody Tapp Invitational, just that one game, champion take all, and I'll make a trophy.
Please don't take this the wrong way, but I feel like you'd have to have some sort of athletic background to like have that named after you. And that's nothing against you. You're the combine champion.
Or just be loaded and be rich and you can pay for it.
Just let me have this UMKC.
Nah.
I'll promote it endlessly on this show.
Try to get into their Hall of Fame first, which UMKC's you should be
Hall
on the
Do they have a Hall of Fame?
Cody's talked about him as a Hall of Fame.
Cody's talked about he can't the Winnetonka Hall of Fame.
I got to like aim for high school Hall of Fame before I can get in college.
And he's selling his diploma anyway or sold his diploma anyway.
So what? That should be dinged against me?
Yes. Yes.
Why should selling my diploma? I still got it.
Yeah, but the high school is like, clearly you don't value your education.
You didn't go to Ohio State. They'd probably find a way to suspend your like college career if you sold your diploma.
Oh, it's going
to
go on your permanent
record. You can't even give up a jersey for a tattoo, let alone sell your diploma for
Jimmy Kimmel L.A. Bowl. Good for Jimmy Kimmel. Good for him.
How much money does he get for that?
I don't know.
That's his name.
That's awesome.
More money in advertisement dollars. That's what he gets. Next up on What's Trending. The U.S. Open is officially underway. A little bit of a late start today due to the fog.
Let's go.
On the course at Torrey Pines. Matthew Wolff and Tyrell Hatton, currently the leaders. Sorry, Tyrell Hatton. Currently 2-under, tied for the lead. Barely anybody on the course right now. Molinari, Stenson, all at 1-under. Some of the other names you might recognize, like Kuchar, there as well. Really some of the big boys all set to tee off a little bit later in the day.
When's Gary Woodland tee off?
He's even through one.
He's 1-under?
Yeah, he just went to 1-under.
Okay, well, he just went to 1.
He's tied for 5th.
Sorry, the current leaderboard I had him at 13th at even. That's the official PGA website.
Yeah, he's got a hell of a shirt on today, too. So he should be playing well. I mean, it is sexy.
Okay.
It is. Gary Woodland. On channel 65 in there, fellas, if you'd like to watch the great
I'm
sport.
I'm sorry, we got Patrick Mahomes is currently on the TV in here. Okay, he takes priority. He's currently on the television.
Uninterrupted, so really we're not supposed
Ed Werner's in town, apparently. There he is.
Eddie Dove.
Let's get drinks, Ed.
Doing that live shot outside the Arrowhead parking lot.
I feel like Ed's a good guy to drink with.
Isn't he normally... Ed and Andy are close from Philly days. Otherwise, Ed Warner used to be camped out in Dallas. That's usually where Ed was. Like, everybody had their spot. The late, great Pedro Gomez was normally around the Barry Bonds. That was like his assignment. Pedro,
Sal Palantonio is always around the Eagles.
Yeah. Palantonio's a great, what a name. Sal Palantonio.
Didn't Andy do something with Sal, like after a game where he said something like, how about that, Sally, or something like that on the back?
They know each other, yeah. They know each other pretty well, I think. That is that's what's trending here on Cody and Gold. Don't forget, a week from today, we want to see you out at KC Live. We're ditching. We're leaving work a little early. Hopefully, you're leaving work a little early as well. We're joining Miller Lite out at KC Live to watch the Royals take on the New York Yankees out there on the big screen at KC Live. We're going to have all kinds of giveaways, some ice-cold Miller Lite, drink specials, yard games. You can play some bags or cornhole, whichever name you prefer, and ballpark food, man. We're going to be hanging out next Thursday. Maybe we can get Dusty to come along. I don't know. Maybe he's too busy going to Savah or something like that.
No, I wouldn't go to Savah. That'll be like a Sunday morning thing.
Come on out to KC Live, man.
I'll be there. I promise. I'll put my word on it.
I did see one listener texted or tweeted, I think it was Fesco yesterday, and said, we made a mistake. They took a photo. They were out at P&L
yesterday.
Oh, man. Whoops.
Wrong day.
Whoops. That's next week. Hope you had a good time there yesterday.
And it's a Thursday. By the way, Phil is playing with his Rolex on today. I don't know if that's a new thing, but that is nice. That's
Did he
a
not
flex.
Play with that?
Normally, golfers don't play with their watches on.
He got paid some money to wear the Rolex.
Hell yeah, of course he did.
Can't knock it at all.
Would you love that sponsorship, or would you rather have something different?
Something different, because I don't need a Rolex.
I just sell it.
I don't.
So sure. If the deal was put on this Rolex, I was actually later.
It's funny you bring this up only because I was the individual I went to the Royals game with yesterday was talking about he wanted to buy a used Rolex. I'm like, why? And I'm like, who are you trying to impress?
Everyone.
I guess that's it.
Everyone. Look, I got to be honest. If I can't afford a new Rolex, I want out of the game.
No, there's plenty of people that buy it. There's nothing wrong with it. No,
look,
Rolex is different. It's different.
It's different.
Lifetime guarantee, man.
But if I'm out here buying a Rolex, I want to go to the Rolex store. I want that box, the receipt. I want the whole
thing. Want the new Rolex smell?
Yeah. I'm not buying that $30,000 Rolex if I can't afford the $70,000.
You know, you can
Rolex.
Buy a nice used one for like $6,000, right?
Okay, yeah. Whatever. I'm still out.
They hold their value very well. That's
they appreciate in value, too.
Yeah. Some people actually use it as an investment. Some people will buy it and use them as investment pieces.
Yeah, they're basically a small apartment, Cody.
Yeah, I got $6,000 lying around. Yeah, for
screw you. And in 3 years, it could be 10.
And then we'd be doing the dating game in a year for me as the divorce went final.
That would be true.
That's who it. Who need? I mean, look, your kids don't need college education. Who needs the college fund? Just buy a bunch of Rolexes.
I paid for my own school. They'll be fine.
Yeah, I need my Rolex.
I've put it in the college fund. I can sell a Rolex when they're 18. Problem solved.
Yeah, it's not going to lose. It's not going to lose value as long
cars
as you don't break
both.
It.
13 years. I got to wear it for 13 years, and then when she's headed off to college at 18, I'm set.
You know there how you distracting go. It would be if I'm doing the show and Cody just had a Rolex on his wrist.
I would stare at it the entire.
Yeah. I don't even wear any watch.
Yeah, I used to wear the Apple Watch. I don't have one anymore. I'll get an Apple Watch again. I just don't. I stopped using it, so I sold it actually because like I'm not using it. So why am I still?
I love the
so.
Apple Watch.
I loved it too, and then I just stopped wearing it, and I was like, what am I doing here? So I just sold it. I was like,
except that it tells me to breathe at random times, and I don't. Like,
yeah, take a deep breath, meditate. Yeah.
Like if I'm taking a deuce, I don't need my watch to be like, breathe. I'm like, I'm comfortable. I don't need to breathe.
I am
right now.
Breathing.
Yeah. Man, but yeah, Rolex would be nice.
Coming up in about 20 minutes, we'll give you another chance at $1,000 international cash contest. Maybe it can help you get on your way to buying a Rolex in the future or something like that.
You get one-sixth of a Rolex.
That's right. You can buy a share.
Used Rolex.
Just buy a share of the Rolex. You get it for 1 week out of the year, actually, is what you get it. You can spend a little money.
And really, if it's a Rolex or a used Kia, which is, I'm assuming, what you can get for about $6,000, I don't know which way you're going.
What do you got against Kia?
Nothing. Perfectly fine car. I'm just saying, like, it's got to be a used car.
I feel like that was a shot.
Little bit of a shot.
Yeah. I mean, what's wrong with the Kia?
It's fine.
I mean, I don't drive
somebody
one, but
cut Cody off on the way to work this morning driving a Kia.
Perfectly fine cars.
And then flipped him off wearing a Rolex.
It's a nice vehicle.
I was like, what? That just seemed unnecessary.
No, I was naming a car brand that I felt like I could acquire. Like, I can't get a used Range Rover.
Sure
for $6,000.
Sure, just have about 210 miles. Yeah. 210,000 miles.
Yeah, there you go.
Something like that. So it's interesting this morning as we got on the air today, there was a little bit of crossover between Fesco in the Morning and our show because Andy Reid, Patrick Mahomes, Tyrann Mathieu were talking. And you have to feel better if you're a Chiefs fan about the likelihood of Tyrann Mathieu getting an extension just based on where things were, at least in his own words, 3 weeks ago, where he had deleted that tweet that he, essentially was commenting as if he didn't think a deal was going to get done. I've been here
before.
Yeah,
he essentially said, don't count on it.
Don't count on it and all that. He deleted it and he admitted that, look, he tweets a lot. We all know that, right? He tweets a lot and sometimes he regrets what he tweets. He deletes tweets. He's an emotional person. I think, again, that's a good thing for him on the football field. I think that's why he's been so successful and meant a lot to this Chiefs team. And then today, you listen to him talk about the potential of an extension and it sounds like he's got a much more positive mindset on it, wouldn't you say? Like, based off of where things were a couple weeks ago. I mean, he essentially said, hey, I don't see myself wearing any other uniform. And I understand other players have said that in the past, and there's no guarantees. But that's quite a bit different. And he was asked point blank as well, and he said, yeah, I do. I do think we'll get an extension done. He was asked the question. That's a lot different than where things were at 3 weeks ago, at least with what he was saying based off the tweets.
I just look, and he's back dunking on people on Twitter right now.
He made the joke earlier when he said, "Hey, look, I've got 5 weeks off here." He's like, "I need my wife to take the phone from me."
No, what even just that? Like, someone Pro Football Talk put out the thing that said, "Hey, I don't see myself wearing somebody else's uniform." Somebody then responded to that tweet that said, "You mean aside from the two you wore in the NFL before this one?" And then he said, "Quote tweet." How many jerseys have you worn? I bet I can cut grass better than you.
Yeah,
I probably do everything better than you.
I love it, man. He doesn't hold anything back, and I love that.
But I think that's like...
Like, listen to him today, though.
This is why today you feel good about it, because today Tyrann Mathieu feels good about it.
Yeah, I do. I have tremendous faith, not just in myself, but the people that surround me. I think about my family a lot. And, we're extremely blessed. We're extremely thankful for everything. For me, you just got to keep all those things in perspective. I don't consider myself a guy that necessarily does things for his own benefit. So You know, more importantly, I'm really just kind of looking forward to, you know, continuing to be a chief and, you know, continuing to help the younger guys around me and, you know, help the receivers and help anybody I can just continue to get better. And I think, to be honest, that I think that's my focus. And it should be my focus. But, you know, just being here the last couple of years, I mean, I can't see me, you know, wearing any other uniform. I think the fans here are amazing. My teammates are amazing. You know, I spoke about the relationships that I have with my coaches. And you just, some of these things you can't buy other places, you know. And I'm a guy that's had to start over quite often. You know, I would like to stay here for sure.
And so it just seems that he feels better about the situation than maybe he did at what frustration that he might have had.
In the last 6 months, probably.
Mm-hmm. And now they have 5 weeks, 6 weeks till training camp. And really, ultimately, you have until week one of the season for them to get something done. And I still think it happens. I said that at the time of even the tweet. And then today, if you are someone that's nervous, I mean, I feel this organization has also shown in recent years under Brett Veach, if it's a key piece of this organization, they're usually taking care of these guys. And I think he'll be another guy they do that with.
It's been interesting because he's at a slightly different age than some of the other guys they've given contract to, but they just gave Travis Kelce a brand new deal. He's in his early 30s. They didn't seem worried about signing a contract over to him. I think a lot of this, I don't know that this, just like I told you, I wasn't sure there was going to be a contract for Tyrann Mathieu a couple months ago. I would tell you the same thing today. I am not sure there will be a contract for Tyrann Mathieu. But I can tell you today, he feels better about it, which gives me a little more like swing in the optimism that there's a better chance this deal is going to get done. Because a month ago, he was obviously pretty sour on it. And sour just being, and look, I don't know that that meant that the Chiefs had not offered or said they're not going to, as much as it's just like the conversations hadn't started and Brett Veach hadn't gotten to that point, just like Chris Jones sounded like he was down on it a little bit before then. But Tyrann Mathieu wears his heart on his sleeve a little bit. I'm more optimistic today.
You have to be.
That a deal is going to get done because Tyrann Mathieu's more optimistic today, and I don't tend to think he hides his emotions. I think he tends to wear them. He tends to tell you how he's feeling at that moment. So I'm hopeful because I think Tyrann Mathieu makes this team better. And he's not an easily replaceable piece. Let's put it that way.
That is why they've been able to get away of not investing heavily in the cornerback market. And it's why this year, when everybody talks about the secondary, and if you are concerned, you're like, okay, you have Snead, you have Ward, they're high on DeAndre Baker and Hughes as well. Like, let's not forget, technically, Tyrann Mathieu, even if he didn't play as much slot corner last year, I view him as essentially the number two corner of this football team, too. That's always how I've kind of viewed it. And what if you were to, it allows you that ability. If they didn't have Tyrann Mathieu on this team, they would have had to, in my opinion, gone out and been much more aggressive in finding another corner.
Either drafted or paid. They couldn't have let Breland walk for that price, that's for sure.
And so he gives you that versatility, not just in that position, but we know he'll line up all over the place. And Mahomes today was talking about Tyrann Mathieu, because they asked him, you know, look, what are your thoughts on Tyrann Mathieu? And Mahomes, of course, said, look, I hope he's here as long as I'm here, and mentioned that, you know, I'm glad those guys are, he was asked about Chris Jones, too. I'm glad those guys are on my team, obviously. The other thing Mahomes was asked about was the announcement earlier today, and we kind of figured this is where it was heading based off of the teaser video that EA Sports put out for Madden 22 earlier in the week with the GOAT and then the baby GOAT. We're like, okay, that's got to be Mahomes and Brady. And we're like, and then other people are like, are we overthinking this? Is it something more than that? Or is it just as simple as Brady Mahomes? That's exactly what it ended up being. This was what Patrick Mahomes had to say about being on this year's cover of Madden.
Yeah, wasn't a lot of talk about the actual Super Bowl, but I mean, it's obviously an honor to be back on the cover of Madden again. I mean, it's something that you look up to as a kid, as you want to be on the cover. And for me, it's the second time to be on that thing. I didn't even know you could be on it a second time. And so, to be with a guy like Tom and be able to just kind of talk to him and get advice from him whenever we're at the shooting the photos and stuff like that. It's always a good deal. He's a great dude and he's willing to give advice. So, I mean, it's cool. Just hopefully next time we can beat them and they're not beating me when I'm going to do the shoot with them.
Yeah, I don't know when the shoot was, if it was in like March, April, May or whatever it may be. But
it was
still
post-Super Bowl.
It was definitely after the season and post-Super Bowl. So after that, after the win for Tom Brady in that scenario, Mahomes was just on the cover a couple of years ago. I mean, that's what's pretty wild. Brady,
only three people ever to be on the Madden cover more than once.
Yeah, and it's the guy the game's named after, and John Madden, of course, because he was on long before they did players. It was just Madden, right? It was Madden 98 or whatever it may be. And then they started going to the players. But Brady was on it, in 2017, 2018, mm-hmm. and Mahomes was 2019. And here you are in 2022 version, because the way they do the game, of course, it's 2022.
Yeah.
And, I mean, the fact that he's on it already, he's 25 years old. And then, again, I just think on the Kansas City end of it, it was really cool the first time we saw our quarterback, a player representing our city, on the cover. And it's, like, you may not be into video games, but anybody that played video games growing up, especially sports games, Madden was always that game where it was a big deal if you were on the cover of it. Now, these games for NBA 2K and stuff, they'll make a big deal about being a cover athlete for that, but it was always Madden. Hey, that was always something that was a bigger deal, and it's become even bigger recently, even if people have issues with the game not changing recently and all that kind of stuff. But to represent Kansas City, to have an athlete representing Kansas City as the face of the league on there twice in a short span is pretty cool.
He's the biggest name in the NFL. And I know that saying that Tom Brady is the most successful quarterback of all time. Patrick Mahomes is the face of the NFL. You ask who it's him. Come on, man. Yeah,
there's nobody
two
more
man covers, two marketable. Super Bowl appearances, three AFC title game appearances. Been in the league for 4 years. No, there's no one more marketable on earth than him. He should be honestly.
Well, I would say in the NFL. I don't
okay,
say
fine.
In the NFL.
Yes, fine. Of the NFL. There's Ronaldo apparently cost Coca-Cola $1 billion because he moved a Coke bottle over and instead had
how about
his,
that? Isn't that wild?
Like
that
this happened. Stock, he really did cost him $1 billion
that
in
was
stock
awesome,
price
though.
For one day.
Incredible.
For one move.
Just incredible.
And then scores two goals.
Yeah.
So look, there are probably some more marketable, but it's hard. In this sport, he is the name.
No
he
question.
Is the face. He is the only. That's why they're putting him back on the cover. For all the complaints you talked about, the game's the same. It's never changed. Madden needs competition because it's exactly the same. It hasn't grown.
And I still buy it every year. And now
every
Chiefs
every
fans
year,
are buying it.
Mahomes is on it. Now they're going to buy it every year.
Will Mahomes be number one in NFL's top 100 this year?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't think so.
God, I think they're going to be two behind Aaron Donald. Or
no,
something?
They're going to put Brady at one.
Rodgers.
I bet they put Brady, Donald, Mahomes.
He was the fourth quarterback last year. Yeah. No, Lamar Jackson.
They're not putting Brady at one.
I bet they do because he won the Super Bowl.
No. I was saying no to his comment about Brady.
Oh,
I bet
Rodgers one, Brady three, Mahomes four.
I'm fine with that, by the way.
I think it's going to
be Aaron Donald.
I'm fine with that in terms of we know Mahomes will downplay the hell out of it in the offseason.
Yeah.
He'll be asked about it, and then it'll be week three against
it'll count on the field.
Whatever week they're scheduled to play Rodgers and the Packers, maybe it's Rodgers and the Broncos. Whoever's in front of him, he'll count on the fingers or he'll whatever.
It's happening.
Yeah, he's done it before, so I don't care. I don't think anybody should get bent out of shape if Mahomes is in one.
Fuel.
He should, of course, be number one, but if he's three, let him have that as motivation as well. That's totally fine with me. The other thing that Andy Reid was asked about, we know from the weekend, was all the Instagram posts from Le'Veon Bell. And then, even thinking of Tyron Matthew, Tyron kind of had fired some tweets towards Bell as well. And so we were wondering what Andy Reid would say when he was asked about it. Just take a listen.
Listen, I really enjoyed my time with him here. So I appreciated the way he handled things and did his business, and he has some productive downs for us, and I'm pulling for him in the future. I mean, that's how I roll. I mean, people say things, they say things. So I move on and wish him the best,
Of course, Bell on Instagram
dig,
saying that he never wants to play for Andy Reid. Would never played retire before he played. Andy taking the high road, as we would expect. I mean,
is that a slight dig? I mean, look, he definitely took the high road mostly. The on part, you don't think there's a little
I think he means that. I mean, I think that's just how he operates. I wasn't expecting
Look,
Andy
like
Reid.
Said something. I
wasn't
care.
Expecting Andy Reid to be like, you know what? Yeah, screw that guy.
He's
like,
never
that
said
been,
that.
That's never. I mean, honestly, what would you have to do to get Andy Reid to have that reaction publicly to the media? I don't know if there's anything you could do.
He might have said that to a reporter.
No, I'm talking about a player.
But a player,
about
no,
a player
no.
or coach in the league. That's just not his name. That's just not how he operates.
I probably wouldn't have to work that hard to get him to say that about me.
Yeah, I'm talking publicly about a player that used to be on his team. Of course, that would. I mean, I'm not too surprised about that's the route he took.
No, he took the road you would expect Andy to take.
By the way, $4 billion, according to the
the market shift for Coke with Ronaldo moving
according
the Coke
to the
out
text
of the way.
Line, two different numbers, so it must be accurate.
$4 billion.
honestly, it's impressive.
Well, look at
just moving a Coke and like
look at Elon
and giving a ugh.
Look at Elon Musk. His comments about 3 weeks ago or whatever
it
was about
the butterfly effect.
He made a comment about Bitcoin and how Tesla wasn't going to use it or something because of the environmental impacts of mining it and all this crap. And so that thing dipped down quite a bit because of it.
Is it still low?
I haven't checked recently. What is that? 40,000 maybe? I haven't checked recently.
I'll pick up a couple with my Rolexes.
Yeah, at 38,000 right now for a Bitcoin.
Was it like 60-something thousand, mm-hmm. right? Man, just wild. I don't have that kind of pull on anything.
Yeah, it's very volatile.
No, I just think that I'm not surprised to hear Andy do this, but honestly, he also didn't say that he didn't say something to Le'Veon Bell about the way he played. Like, I think that's what I appreciate about Andy. He's never going to put you on blast publicly, but I do think privately he tells players the truth. Like, yeah. If Bell was going in there and saying, I want to play more, I wouldn't be surprised if Andy said, why would I play you more? I can't trust you. If I can't trust you, you don't play. And that's the biggest thing with Andy sometimes. Because there are times I get frustrated with him with choosing a less, in my opinion, a less talented player over a more talented player to play on his team more regularly. You could even use, like, DeMarcus Robinson as an example of that. He once out-snapped, like, Tyreek Hill in a regular season. You're like, is McColl even just, are we going to try? And, like, that's not a knock on DeMarcus Robinson. It's just, like, there's more upside. There's more that can be, like, unveiled about this. And it's just like, but he wants the guy he can trust. And Andy wins a lot based on that model, so it's hard to complain about.
Coming up next, another chance at $1,000 international cash contest. And if we're buying what this AFC West quarterback had to say.
Cody and Gold, weekdays 10 to 2, 610 Sports Radio.
Dusty trying to pick up the mood a little bit here. You going to go rage this afternoon or something, too?
Summer jams, bro. Gotta feel it.
I like summer pop music. I'm not going to lie.
You don't like 90s music.
We know that. I told you, I'll go. If I'm on a road trip, like I'm driving to Omaha on Saturday, I'm going up for the College World Series.
Can't wait to listen to some Tom Cochran, Life is a Highway.
No, I'm going to.
He just gets down, man. Windows down.
No, I mean, summer hits of the 90s. That's what I listen to on road trips a lot. What's wrong with that? Like, well, summer hits of the 90s.
You want it that
I
way.
Think, look, if you want me to like really narrow it down,
summer hits.
My
the 90s.
Bigger gripe of the 90s is a lot of alternative music. There's other genres I don't enjoy, like the rap and R&B is really unquestioned. But like that stuff's great.
You got a problem with Blink 182, bro?
He does.
That's like early 2000s.
No,
though.
It's not.
I know they started in the late 90s.
They started in the early 90s. 95 is when they had Buddha come out. 96 is when Dude Ranch came out. 98 is when Enema of the State came out.
That's when they started getting better.
No, that's when they started getting more mainstream.
I've listened to those albums.
Like if you go Spotify, U.S. summer hits of the 90s.
Give me some of the artists.
Let me just name off a couple of
these. I'll
tell
you if they suck.
Well, the first one's not a good example, but I'll still listen to it. Will Smith, Big Willie Style, Miami.
I'm actually probably more likely to listen to that.
Return of the Mac.
Mac Morris.
Jumpin' from Destiny's Child. Everybody, Backstreet Boys.
Banger.
California Love, Dr. Dre.
I said that's great.
Tupac.
This is, for the most part, not a bad list so far. Tupac, we're good.
No Diggity. That's solid. Come on now.
Some Blackstreet.
Nice pull.
The Sign, Ace of Base.
Pass.
No.
Tearing Up My Heart from NSYNC.
Love it.
That's Living fine. La Vida Loca.
Pass.
Mambo Number 5.
Lou Bega.
I don't want any Lou Bega in my
life.
Smooth from Santana.
Pass.
Mbop from Hanson.
Pass.
I used to have a childhood neighbor growing up. Like his sister was the biggest Hanson fan.
Ryan Wachowski's wife still travels to see Hanson.
That's wild. That's What is Love?
Pass.
Unbelievable. Baby Got Back.
Fine.
Macarena.
Is Torn on there by Natalie Imbruglia? Lying sucks. Naked on the floor.
Third Eye Blind. See, that's what I like on the road trip.
That's where I'm at. No Third Eye Blind, no Pearl Jam, no
Why
Nirvana.
Why do you hate 90s music so much? Those
not
are bangers,
just,
bro.
I said it's
you
alternative.
Like you don't like Sublime.
No, I don't want to hear another Sublime song for the rest of my life.
You got to get NSYNC in your
I'll
life
be fine.
A little bit more.
NSYNC's fine.
Okay.
I told you, pop, R&B, rap.
What about
that's
this
it.
Is what about This Is How We Do
R&B
It?
R&B in the 90s was lit.
This Is How We Do It.
Maybe.
Okay.
I might
Paperboy?
That's right.
Come on, man.
It's a little jock jammy.
Don't piss Carrington off.
Look, I said that one was fine. I didn't say.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with summer hits of the 90s. C-Dot's on board with a little summer hits of the
90s. Look, we've already established.
He's like, eh.
He doesn't ever want to hear another Pearl Jam song either. Like, Carrington's no different in this
scenario.
All
the way around, though.
And look, I know they're a very popular band. People love them.
Summer Probably Girls, LFO.
The people. You hear that either.
What? You don't think it's fly when girls stop by in the summer?
Man, I've heard that song a lot in my life. I also don't want to hear any Smash Mouth. So.
Yeah, I'm good with them. Their lead singer is aggressive.
Continues to be.
No issue with that.
Don't get me in trouble again.
Now I got the text line giving me casino recommendations for going up to Omaha. I've been to a couple of them, but someone recommended Council Bluffs, which isn't far from Omaha. I've been
there.
Yeah. Although, you know what I did? I messed up. So I thought, based on my experience in Vegas, so when you're in Vegas and if you put a sports bet down and you leave town, you can mail your ticket, right? And they'll mail you a check.
Sure.
Okay, makes sense. I thought I could do the same thing for a bet I made up in Omaha, or in Iowa. I say Omaha, over in Council Bluff. And so I have a ticket that expires tomorrow, and I'm not going to be in Omaha till Saturday. So I just lost out.
What are you going to do?
$50. It was a $50 ticket. So I thought I could mail the ticket. And then I also thought, oh, 90 days. It says you have to do it within 90 days. And I looked, and it was whatever night. It was March 19th.
You gotta try to talk your
But way there's in. 30, you know, there's 31 days in March and all that. So
you got, like, you gotta take it to a window and try, don't you?
They're not gonna give me my money a day late.
One day?
Yeah, what, dude? They're not doing anybody any favors.
They think you're like 25.
I think I'm screwed. Again, I don't. If
it
was a couple $100 or thousands, I would have already driven back up there and cashed the ticket. It was such a small amount. I'm like, oh, I'll just mail it, and then there's no line to mail the ticket.
Yeah.
It was for UC Santa Barbara covering against Creighton. No, Creighton? Yeah. It's Creighton in the NCAA tournament. Man.
Real quick before we get to something else, how about your Dash for the Cash code word this hour in the National Cash Contest? It's bottle. BOTTLE, as in you could have gotten bottle service if you'd gone up early enough to cash in your ticket. Not
bottle service at Council Bluffs. Yeah, man.
I love it.
That's what I'm going there for.
Bottle, BOTTLE, over to 72881 for your chance at $1,000. Complete rules at 610sports.com. Another chance at 130. The National Cash Contest is powered by BetQL. Win more and cash in with the help of BetQL. Download the BetQL app today to learn more. That's BETQL. That word one more time, bottle, BOTTLE, over to 72881.
Text line says, you can mail your bets to Iowa, boss. I have done it. I'm just telling you, in Vegas, on the back of the ticket, it has a form you fill out. This one doesn't have any slot for me to fill out anything. That's why I don't think I can.
Oh, boy.
I don't know. It's too late to mail
it. Controversy!
It's too late to mail it now.
You got
to
bring it, dude. You got to at least try. If the guy at the window shoots you down, so what? You just move on with your life, but you got to try to cash it.
Yeah.
And it'd be like, ooh, man, you're a day late. He'd be like, come on, bro. A day? I wasn't up here tonight.
Speaking of a day late, somebody asked how your date went.
We've talked about
the one a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, we've talked about it on there.
Poorly.
Yeah, we already talked about it.
Yeah, just not poorly. Not the right match. Let's just leave it at that. It was one of the quickest dates I've ever got on my life. And, just not, was never going to work out.
We're working on a collaborative dating
crossover
game.
Show.
Crossover yep. event between Cody and Gold and The Drive to get Gold a date.
Although I'm supposed to get drinks with somebody tomorrow.
Oh.
What about Sugar Ray? That's a good 90s band.
Pass.
Yeah, that's fun. What? Yeah.
No, I don't need
to. You hate the Goo Goo Dolls too?
He doesn't
Goo Goo
like
Dolls are terrible.
I don't feel
they're
like you
terrible.
Like any like.
Terrible.
They're not
Nobody
terrible.
Actually like gets down to Iris. And if you do,
not
I
don't. Not to that song, but Big Machine.
By the way, Iris, another one that's on the summer hits of the 90s that will be on The Drive up to Omaha
it
on Saturday.
Be. And that.
Do you not like just like chill, feel good music ever?
Do you hate Dave Matthews?
He does. Yes, he does.
Do you hate the Grateful
yes,
Dead?
He does. Yes, he does.
Hate is strong.
Dave Matthews Band. I don't hate him. I wouldn't go to Chicago like some people do every year to go see his concert, but.
I would.
That's fine. Pete Sweeney's a big Dave Matthews
I have
fan.
No problem with Dave Matthews
Big
band.
Dave fan. Gotta love
it's
Dave.
It's fine. It's fine. At least that's kind of like energetic. The ones you're describing, like Goo Goo Dolls, I've never been like, yeah, give me some more Goo Goo
yeah,
Dolls.
Yeah, but it's just like, it's just perfect for a road trip.
But like, it's a good one to like start the evening. You light the tiki torches and then when, you know.
Pass.
When the sun goes down, you start getting a little bit more aggressive. You slide into some other stuff. Why'd Pass. You look at me when I said aggressive?
I don't. Wow.
He like snapped your neck so quick.
Cody did quickly, very quickly. Like,
I was like, shut up.
If you want to Cody keep asking me 90s bands,
Cody
I'll tell
got
you which
a little whiplash
like.
as he was looking back over at Dusty for that. I don't know, man.
Okay, Cody was probably getting a Bloodhound Gang. Probably knew every word of like the animal song.
That was it for you? That was it for you, huh?
No, it was not the Bloodhound Gang. That's not the answer to my 90s.
We'll get to a random question of the day coming up in about 8 minutes. We're also 20 minutes away from checking in on a little broadcast news with Harold Kuntz of Fox 4 Sports. He's been at a Chiefs minicamp last couple of days, so we'll talk some Chiefs football with him. What did he make of Tyrann Mathieu's comments and also Clyde Edwards-Helaire and the role that Clyde might have in the passing game this year? But as far as the Royals go, everything that could go wrong is going wrong right now. Brady Singer yesterday, third inning, that was it for him, unfortunately. Shoulder tightness. He's now, you know, day-to-day, essentially, at this point in time. And you, of course, have Josh Domon yesterday, who, by the way, just doesn't have what he used to have anymore suddenly. I don't know long-term if that's what it's going to be. But right now, he's not hitting anywhere near 100 miles an hour. That is not Josh Domon anymore. So you got that going wrong. He's not the same reliever anymore because of that. I'm not saying he can't be effective, but not the way he was before. And then, of course, you've got Benintendi, who's on the IL. You just have any bit of optimism on a given player right now on the roster. I would love to hear it. I would love to hear it.
I know. No, I don't have that for you. I would. I don't.
I mean, Salvador Perez. I mean, that's it.
Sure.
And he's been fantastic this year.
We'll find out beyond there. But yeah, that's kind of the answer. Jake Prince even got knocked around a little bit. And look, one bad outing for him or for Greg Holland does not make me just.
Yeah, I mean, it was still a bummer to see that fall apart on Greg Holland.
Sure, but Holland has pitched pretty well lately. I think people are talking about him like he's Wade Davis. I think that's a bit unfair. But I would say what we're seeing in Brady Singer is where the Royals are going to have to be really careful moving forward. You know, Brady Singer's already at his number of innings pitched from last year. Like, he's already hit it. And I know that the Royals' general rule is about a 15 to 20% increase max from year to year. Now, look, that's usually when they're calling him up in the minors, and certainly they're going to have a regular season different than that, especially because normally those guys would have pitched a lot more innings and nobody's going to hit that number, etc. But as much as you probably are tired of the idea of babying a player back from injury, they need to be awfully careful with these young pitchers, with the amount of innings they allow him to pitch. Like, Brad Keller might need to skip a start at some point. Brady Singer will probably need to skip a couple of starts at some point. Like, it's going to be in your better interest to do that. The only problem is they haven't been given that ability because we thought at some point they would have, well, I don't know, more pitchers available to them than they had spots in the rotation so they'd be able to do that. And all these young guys haven't performed. And those guys are pitching in the minors too. So what do you do, Gold? Like, to me, with Brady Singer in particular, he's an example of tread lightly. Tread very lightly on this shoulder injury. If you think it's a one-start thing, make it a two.
And by the way, I think so. Certainly how they've handled just about everybody's injury this year, different ones, I think they have leaned more in that direction anyway. I mean, whether it's Mondesi, whether it's any, I mean, Danny Duffy as well, and hopefully maybe Duffy's back soon. I think that just goes without saying. I don't think they're going to rush anybody. I think they've shown that here this year. And history would tell us in terms of how they're going to handle some of these guys. But yeah, I mean, if given also with the team now that's 7 games under .500, there is no reason to, oh no, we got to have him back. This season, I think we realize what it is if we didn't already. And so Brady Singer is someone that you got to have part of your future. So yeah, you can't jeopardize anything there. I think they will be very cautious with him, Cody, but it's just frustrating when you're looking at the few guys, even when things were going bad, like Bolaños is an example. You're like, wow, you know what? Even though it's unfortunate he was coming in because other guys, the starters, were struggling, but he looked really good. I'm intrigued. And then now he's on the IL as well. I mean, there's just nothing.
He did pitch really well.
Yeah. Look, Carlos Hernandez yesterday. I actually was, you know.
Well, he's fine. There you go. There's one positive.
I guess I found one.
He did look good yesterday, didn't he?
I guess I found one.
After came in from Brady Singer.
Look, you know, we've had our Mondesi conversation. I wondered if for a little while yesterday, after Mondesi hit the home run in his first at bat back,
I wondered if Cody was going to say
you can count on him. Then I was about ready to be able. I would have been allowed Dusty to slap Cody in the face. That was the agreement, and I was hoping.
I got 60 days. I got to make it 59 now.
Mm-hmm.
59 days.
So it's not going to happen today.
No, I'm not falling. They lost in devastating fashion again yesterday. You got to catch me on, like, Mondesi goes 4-for-5 and they win. They've won multiple games in a row.
Text line's correct. That means one more win. The song did not work yesterday. It's now at a 50% success rate. Thinking of 90s music, the Boyz II Men ripoff there did not work.
Do you hate the Red Hot Chili Peppers?
Yep.
Figured.
And you did. Yeah, you. Oh, my goodness.
God, I mean, it's just, I don't. I'm good. Look, hate again is strong. But Have I
so when we
ever,
go up to St. Joe, and I can ever, I drive a few times, and can I force you to listen to the summer hits of the 90s?
I'm coming.
But okay. I don't like it.
Alex and I are just going to pass back the iPad and the aux cord.
That's right. Just go old school. Just go with the cassette adapter thing. My car doesn't have that, actually, but back when you would have the adapter for the iPod.
Look, just in I will never choose Hate is Strong. I just choose never to listen to them.
What's like, your music when you were like 16? You just classical
never,
jazz?
Just never listen to
it. Like tapping your toes, drinking a coffee, ahead of your time?
I was like, when I was 16, so, like,
what
are
you listening to, like, hard rock and roll?
No, I listened to some punky alternative stuff, right? Uh-huh. Some too, just not the not the Red Hot Chili Peppers, which I always assume with a little being more like mid-90s than that.
I mean, the Trailblazers of punk were Blink and Green
Day. I listened to Blink-182.
Okay.
But he doesn't count that as 90s for some reason.
I don't know. I associate it more with like my early 2000s-ish time. I did listen to some older music, like 50s and 60s and 70s rock, right? I listened to some of that.
That's fair.
And then I think there's, I don't know, I like 80s rap or 80s pop or 90s rap. I'd listen to all that stuff. I just didn't, I think it's specifically 90s alternative. Maybe I lumped it in too generally.
Just felt like you sat in a corner and listened to Marilyn Manson.
No, I didn't listen to that, though. I have seen him in concert.
That had to have been fun.
It was interesting.
That's a free ticket I'm passing on.
I'm sure it was interesting.
Four seats, too.
Wow. So
I bet. Really just taking a chance. Risk your life.
Soundgarden?
No, pass.
Temple of a Dog?
No.
I'm Going Hungry, the Hunger Strike song?
Don't listen to any Soundgarden either. No, I'm good.
Oh, Temple of a Dog, man? Huh.
Just none of that. None of that works for me.
I feel like this leads us into a random question. I don't know what your random question's about today, but let's get to it.
Random question.
Random question of the day brought to you by the Window Source of Kansas City for you, Gold. You, Dustin, over on the Jay's Southland Tow Service text line, 913-576-7610. I've asked you once on a random question about the last dream you could remember having, but now I have a different question related to that. I want to know what recurring dream you might have. Or do you not have recurring dreams?
Wow.
I had one last night that has come up maybe 4 or 5 times. I don't know why it keeps happening. It's a very weird dream.
Is it severe?
It's kind of intense.
Okay.
Wow. Recurring
dream. I'll explain it in a minute. I was curious if you guys had one.
Like, I don't think I dreamt last night. Like, I'm trying to think, I don't know if I've had what their most recent dream would be, honestly. I don't know. Like,
you don't have any recurring ones?
Not right now, I don't.
Up?
Not right now, I don't.
Nothing in the rotation, huh?
No. Things are good right now. There's nothing to, be stressing out about. Like, there's no, weird dream or anything like that. No, things are good. No, I don't have
any. Am I the only one? Dusty?
Not right now,
the only one I've had multiple times, and that's just because, I'm obsessed with Jurassic Park. Is that I've been the kid stuck in the car and the T-Rex, and I just tell myself that I can't move or the T-Rex will see me. And one time I've woken up between the wall and the bed, in a crack, sweating profusively, and I didn't know what to do. I just woke up and I was like, what in the hell? The other dream that I have reoccurring is falling. And that would
not uncommon.
That would be every time I would take NyQuil, I just get terrible night terrors. So I just don't take NyQuil.
How much NyQuil were you taking, Dusty?
Enough to where I was falling inevitably forever, and I just can't. But I think that's a common problem with NyQuil is that it can do that to you.
Yeah.
And so, I feel sorry for little Wayne. But, I can't take that stuff anymore. Not even the pills. I don't even try to test DayQuil.
The issue with NyQuil is the next day, you're
hungover.
It's like a fog the next day. Still.
That's why I hate to take Benadryl, but I have terrible allergies, and I took it once before I mowed the lawn, and the lines got a little swervy.
Oh.
But, yeah.
Team Claritin over here.
Allegra, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't do the brand. From the text line, from 913, constantly having dreams about my teeth falling out. From 816. Toothmare is a real thing, man. I've had those.
Wait, what? You felt like all your teeth were falling out?
Oh, yeah. It's horrible.
What?
You've never had that dream?
No.
Oh, it's awful.
All your teeth are falling out?
That's a real, there's a psychological
test about that.
You just go around
giving people gummy
bears? No, man. It's just that's a common nightmare for people.
It's not.
And what
yes,
is, like,
it is.
Is what is the tooth fairy flying in as well?
No, it's just
punching you in the mouth.
They're just falling out. That's all I can tell you about.
Is it like a Mario game where it's like the tooth fairy's punching your and it makes a little change sound every time? And
it's not like that. They just fall out. From the 816.
I'm confused by that one.
Recurring dream, getting ready for work, getting in my truck, going to work all day and coming home. Then I just wake up. That's unfortunate.
Boring.
That's fine. I believe he's just joking about it. Someone says, a clown leaning out of a building on fire, looking down at me, waving and saying he's going to kill me.
Stop watching it.
My God.
Just stop.
That one is dark.
Clowns do suck.
Someone said, once a month I have a dream where I can't move my legs. I have to lay on my belly and pull myself around on my hands in the cracks of sidewalks.
I'm just fascinated about the teeth, though.
I'm not the only person.
But now we're getting to the root of it because somebody just says they eat mushrooms.
That might cause you some crazy dreams.
It wasn't mushrooms. I'm just saying people have tooth mares.
So did you wake up in the middle of the night and then you check to make sure all your teeth were there?
Yes, because that's one of those where you're like, ah, God.
Interesting.
It freaks you out.
I've never had that in my life.
Interesting.
Huh. Really? Neither of you guys had a nightmare?
Never had the tooth thing.
The most recent dream I had was I fell falling out of the raft, and that's because I went rafting, which I didn't fall out, but I had a dream that I was going to fall out of the raft. That was it.
That seems really intense, Alex.
But that was it. I almost drowned, man, in the dream. I almost drowned.
This one that I've had probably three or four times that I had again last night, it's like we're being hunted, and it's like a good majority of the family. We then eventually get away, and we're like bunkered working on a plan to like get out of it. And we've got like 4-year-olds involved in like, you know, this like assault plan to get back and do that. I swear to God, I've had it like 4 times. I have no idea.
You told me one time you had some dream about me in space or something.
I remember my dreams a lot, and they're all weird. None of them make any sense.
Honestly, this is just fascinating to me. Everybody has the tooth falling out. Yeah,
dream.
What? This is crazy to me. Everybody is talking about they've had a dream recently about their teeth falling out.
Someone said dreaming about your teeth falling out is directly related to stress. Maybe you guys are stressed out. Maybe you haven't had one in a while.
Speaking of mushrooms, when I was a kid, I watched Vegas Vacation, and after that, I would have a recurring dream where a tornado would rip through my house with Wayne Newton's face in the middle of it.
Wayne Newton?
Yeah. That's a great movie, by the way. But that would be terrifying to see Wayne Newton's face on a tornado. I hope to God I don't go to bed tonight and dream of my teeth falling out, because that will terrify me.
It's awful.
It sounds bad. I just can't. Wow.
Yeah, someone from the 785 said they had a dream of successfully robbing a bank using my bank robbing tips that I've given multiple times on this show. So they're just too scared to get caught using the cash. You just got to use it in a foreign country. Don't worry about that.
We're still pissing people off about 90s music.
Yeah, there's more and more.
Look, they appreciate Cody and Gold,
but being almost 60, you should understand. I agree. Late 80s, all the 90s, 2K music is best to forget. Okay.
I happen to fall in a weird generation where I understand people like other music.
Are you saying you feel like you should have been born in the 70s?
No, I don't. No, I like
that. That'd have been awesome.
I'm sure it'd been fine.
I'd have loved to be 17 at Woodstock in 69. That'd be awesome.
Someone says we need to bring on a dream interpreter. Apparently those exist and they can analyze your dreams.
Oh my God. Do we want to book a dream interpreter?
I kind of do.
That'd be kind of cool.
I kind of want.
Is she going to break down this like assault on everybody trying to kidnap us? And we've got everybody. I mean, it is. It's like once every like 6 months I have this.
Text line 913-576-7610. It's from the 913. I had a nightmare. I lived in Topeka. I woke up and nothing changed. Scary.
Damn.
Oh, wow. Make fun of you.
Wow.
Tough.
Shots fired towards Topeka.
Huh. Man. Damn. I was born in Topeka too. That's.
Someone says, damn near peed my pants thinking of that new tornado.
Dude, that's crazy. Like, that's when he said I was a kid, I was like, well, like, what were you experiencing when you were a kid? Because I've seen that movie 100 times. And I've never once seen a Wayne Newton tornado come through my house. Dunk-a-shay, just tearing everything up.
It's so specific, I can't even assume it's made up. It's just such a specific.
You don't make that up. Like, you don't make it. No. You just. If you are making that up, then there's an open mic night somewhere in downtown Kansas City that you need to get to immediately. That is very good. Ever have dreams where you see the future? You know what scares me? Deja vu. Because what the hell is that? Like, where you like feel like you've had the conversation like that you just had? I don't know. Have you never had deja vu?
Yes, I've had deja vu.
That scares me. Hmm. That makes me want to take the blue pill. Not the one that makes you chew it and do it. But like the...
I'm saying, when you say the blue pill, I mean...
I would.
You would just because?
Just for fun to see what happens.
I mean, it's pretty obvious what happens. I can tell you what's probably going to happen.
Well, I mean, like is it like instant?
I wouldn't know.
Is it like the slightest thought?
I don't know about any of that. I'm not sure you guys know. No, I don't.
Fortunately, at this point in my life, I do not.
We should have a race someday.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Just a horrible idea.
Coming up tomorrow on the show, we're going to each take a blue pill. No, I don't think that's going to go
see
over
who
very
wins.
Well. I don't think that's going to
work. What's winning?
Oh, my.
Everyone loses.
Hitting the checkered flag first.
Whoever makes it through the full show, the 4 hours, right? 4 hours.
Well, one of us goes past 4 hours, we've got to leave immediately. Yeah,
it's a
4-hour show. It's a
4-hour show.
If it lasts longer than the show, you need to go to the hospital.
That's right. You definitely would need to.
Oh, my. The teeth falling out thing has still just got me.
Everyone on the text line.
Literally, like, I had no idea this was a thing.
I've never heard of that either. There you go. That's
the
random question.
I was eating a large marshmallow when I woke up. My pillow was gone. I like the people just making a joke about it. Strong. Strong.
But the winner of the day is the Wayne Newton tornado.
Yes.
Someone said they've never had a dream of chewing it and doing it. Never. They've never had that dream.
The Wayne Newton tornado. I'm never going to get that out of my brain.
They just responded. Vacation was released in 97, so it was actually 12 or 13. Normal childhood, no trauma, just didn't understand it. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, like, I think if I saw a Wayne Newton tornado, I would go back and think about what I ate, what I drank that entire day, because I would never want to see that again.
That's the random question of the day. Up next, we get to the 1 o'clock hour, a little broadcast news with Harold Kuntz of Fox 4 Sports. We'll ask him what he made of Tyrann Mathieu's comments in terms of the likelihood of an extension happening.
Cody and Gold, weekdays 10 to 2, 610 Sports Radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.